Dhikrullah, the remembrance of Allah. Wala dhikrullahi akbar, the remembrance of Allah is indeed the greatest. The dhikr of Allah, the remembrance of Allah, it is the greatest action, the best of all deeds. Dhikr can be performed in two ways, two methods. One is verbally dhikr with the tongue, and the other method is batini dhikr, doing dhikr internally, inside. The batini dhikr, internally, inside, the student does this on his lataif, on his spiritual grades, levels, points, lessons. There are seven lataif, several spiritual points on which the Shaykh of the Naqshbandi school, they do dhikr of Allah's name, ism-e-dhat. So this is the first lesson, the first sabak, the first grade, you can say, for the purification of the inner self, for the purification of the batin. So there are seven lataif inside the body of the student, individual, spiritual grades, lessons, points. So through the dhikr of Allah's ism dhat, his personal name, these lataif are unlocked, opened. The pious predecessors of the deen have stated that between the student and Allah, between the person and Allah, there are 70,000 hijab, or veils, or barriers. And on every latifa, on every lesson, 10,000 veils, barriers are eliminated, moved away. So when the student has dhikr on latifa qalb, then due to his dhikr, 10,000 veils, barriers between him and Allah, to Allah's name is qurb, they are eliminated, removed. So on doing dhikr, then there are effects that are made apparent to the student. There are many effects and results of dhikr. When you do dhikr on latifa qalb of Allah's ism-e dhat, Allah's personal name, there are many, many stages and ranks and degrees. And if you do dhikr fulfilling those conditions that the Shaykh has prescribed to the student. So through this, with this, all of the brightness and luster, alhamdulillah, the brightness and luster within one's inner self, inside a person, start to unlock. Praise be to Allah. And as a person continues to do dhikr, by doing constant dhikr, this leads towards crushing, eliminating the inner desires and inner self. And the brightness and luster rains down on the person. But, dhikr, remembrance of Allah, the effects of it, the results of it, they sometimes are made apparent, visible, and sometimes they're not on the student. Sometimes apparent, sometimes not. If Allah Ta'ala wants, then those maqamat, those degrees, ranks upon which the person does dhikr, then Allah bestows him with the observation, experience, but it's not necessary that the student, after doing dhikr, he experiences or observes. The mashayikh, the teachers have stated that when the individual does the dhikr of Allah and starts doing dhikr on his qalb, then alhamdulillah, then he starts to arrive to that maqam, that rank, that level, that grade. So what the salik, the student, should do is that when he, with the grace and blessings of Allah, when he embarks on the journey of tazkiyah, purification, and especially if he is related to any silsila, any school, any order, every school has its own principles. But he should be the student on that, in that school, towards where his heart is drawn towards, attracted to. Yes, all four salasil, alhamdulillah, all four schools take a person to Allah's qurb, to Allah's nearness. Whether it's Qadariya school, whether it's the Chishtiya school, whether it's the Suhrawardiya school, or whether it's the Naqshbandiya school. All four schools. But, in terms of the results and achievement, the Naqshbandi school came after all of them, at the end. But in addition, its special quality characteristics are immense. And the first, you could say, quality achievement of this school is that the student has to make less effort, but he attains Allah's qurb nearness quicker. And the second great quality of this school, Naqshbandi school, is that when the student takes the first sabak, the first lesson with the honest, sincere intention, then the first effect that becomes apparent and that is visible is that the obedience to the sunnah. And this is the greatest method to get to this result. So on this, when the student starts to do dhikr on latifa qalb, the lesson of the heart, then the first result, which during the era of the Dajjali fitna, which is hardest of all to practice, which is obedience to the sunnah, practicing the sunnah becomes easy on that student. So this is the first sign of the success of this school, Lakshbandiya school, alhamdulillah. If the student learns this dhikr, remember from a sheikh, and after learning this dhikr, if he, first of all, suddenly the improvement that will become apparent on the student is that the external appearance, external practice will start to improve, change. You will have love for the Holy Prophet ﷺ, will start to come to that person. Then consider that alhamdulillah, that he is attaining success via his dhikr. So there are a lot of details in this. And there's a lot of maqamat and stages and ranks. Don't consider this a minor practice. This is a great knowledge, vast. Alhamdulillah, the more the student practices on this, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes that knowledge revealed to that person, illustrates that knowledge to the students. So all the student needs to do, all the salik needs to do, that with focus, close attention and detail, a lot of effort, and a lot of sincerity, considering this a great mercy of Allah, blessing of Allah, the dhikr, this knowledge. So do dhikr, and this connection that he has established, the student, he should be steadfast on this, and he should continue to work hard. My Hazrat Sahib, my Shaykh, used to say that inshaAllah, Allah willing, this world and the hereafter will be improved, Allah and his Rasul will be happy with you, and your heart will be illuminated. So perform muraqabah on your first latifa, the first lesson, latifa qalb. And do the dhikr of ismi dhat, Allah's personal name. And the method to do that is this, that attach your tongue to your palate, whether it's a woman or a man, for everyone it's the same method. That put your tongue on your palate, upper mouth, for this reason, so that the tongue doesn't move. That's the meaning of attaching your tongue to your palate. It's not so that you don't move your tongue, and in your heart, empty your heart of all thoughts, all wasawis, evil temptations, negatives, if they keep coming, remove them. And focus, pay attention to Allah, and full focus on your heart, and the heart's attention towards Allah. In other words, Allah's focus and wallah, His glory, praise, His jalal, His power, His ni'mas, His treasures, His love, His affection. Keep on requesting that, focusing on that, pay attention to that. And on this maqam, on this level, that external knowledge of the books is less use in this, because through books knowledge you learn a lot of other things, but utilize this spiritual knowledge, especially those scholars, they will get a lot of enjoyment and satisfaction when they focus and they see Allah's glory and status via implementing this subject. And then alongside this, in parallel, because your tongue you've attached to your palate, so in the other tongue, which is the tongue of the heart, because in the heart everything is present. The heart has a tongue, it has an eye, it has the ears, it has the visibility. Everything is present in the heart. So use the tongue that's present in the heart and say, Allah, 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 Allah in the heart. With the tongue of the heart, continue to do this. And sincerely request Allah's qurb, nearness. May Allah Ta'ala give us all success in this. Ameen. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim.